Good evening. It is Tuesday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Johnny Buck, 1320 WILS. Tonight we'll hear from one of the country's top experts on North Korea, an American just released from North Korea. Apparently he's in a coma. We'll find out how he may have been treated and how they deal with Americans in general. Also, a man that fell off a boat and survived at sea. Really a remarkable story of survival. Really had no chance of getting through it, but he did. He'll be here to tell us his story. Let's begin, of course, with the news today. Jeff Sessions testifying in front of members of Congress, and he seemed to really hold his ground. Alan Sachs is with us, political science professor Alan Sachs at the University of Texas at Arlington. WILS. Alan, great to have you here.
I'm back. I have no idea what happened, but I'm back.
Yeah, we're figuring it out here. Hey, tell me this, Alan. What did you make comparing Comey's testimony to what you saw today with Jeff Sessions? How did you compare the two?
I think today was even a little bit more dramatic, but nothing came out of it. Attorney General Sessions held his own. He got mad at times. I thought it was very partisan. The Democrats were asking, I would say, very, very detailed kind of questions that you begin to say, you know, where are we? You know, did you meet somebody at September 9th at the Mayflower Hotel, and what did you discuss? Mm-hmm. And before he could get an answer, another question would come down. Especially that was true with Senator California, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, in fact, we have a clip of that. Here's the exchange. This is where he's getting frustrated with her not letting him answer. Here it is.
I don't believe I had any conversation with Russian businessmen or Russian nationals.
Are you aware of any communications?
A lot of people were at the convention. It's conceivable that somebody came up to me.
Sir, I have just a few
minutes. Well, you let me qualify it. If I don't qualify it, you'll accuse me of lying. So I need to be correct as best I can.
I do want you to be honest.
And I'm not able to be rushed this fast. It makes me nervous.
Now, what did you make in general of the tone he was facing?
I thought it was very confrontational. This is the second time that Senator Harris has been criticized by the chairman of the committee. It happened at another hearing, I believe, with the intelligence officers last week, and she kept pestering them with questions, and before they could get an answer, she asked another question. And the chairman of the committee said, let them answer, let them answer. And the chairman of the committee had to do the very same thing today. And I believe even last week, Senator McCain, in a smaller voice, and he's not the chairman of the committee, said, let him answer, let him answer. So she's on him, you know, like a prosecuting attorney, which she used to be. And by the way, she's been rumored that maybe she wants to run for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States next time around.
Do you think this is winning her political points in doing this?
It could be. It could very well be. She's trying to get in the headlines and try to make it, but boy, she is a firebrand. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with being a firebrand, but let people answer if you're really trying to get the information instead of just trying to make a few points.
Well, do you think she's really trying to get information?
No idea. Absolutely no idea. But her questions were so quick. Attorney General Sessions had no chance to answer. I'm a fast talker, but I couldn't have kept up with her. Mm. She would go like this. She'd ask a question. He would try to answer it. In the middle of his answer, she'd ask another question. Is that yes or is that no? What is the question? Are you telling the truth? I mean, it was just incredible.
Tell me this. Do you feel these sessions we've seen with Jeff Sessions, Comey in general, the testimony, has it moved the – have you gotten any new information on what's happened with Russia?
No, very, very little. I think what it's though trying to do, I think what the Democrats are trying to do, frankly – and this sounds very partisan, but I think what the Democrats are trying to do is to plant Russia in the minds of everybody. They did it. The reason why Mrs. Clinton lost the election, the Russians did it. And there's actually no evidence of that. And by the way, I would argue that if indeed the Russians interfered with our elections, and that by all accounts they likely did, but President Obama's administration fell down on the job in not having our intelligence operations put up a firewall, a barrier, to that happening. And that's not been brought up at all. So if this occurred, the Russians and other countries may have been penetrating our intelligence walls and voting walls a long time ago. Why didn't President Obama's administration do something about it.
Right.
You know, instead of just saying it didn't happen in the past 24 hours, I think everybody would admit, but nobody wants to go back and tell the President Obama's administration, which is now out of office, what did you do during your term of office to allow this penetration, this hacking by Russia to occur?
Yeah, we're not seeing that. Alan Sachs with us, 1320 WILS. This news that Trump is now considering firing Robert Mueller, the special counsel, what do you think of that? Is that feasible?
He's not going to. That was just news put out. There was a person on one of the news programs yesterday, a friend of President Trump, who brought up the issue, and it doesn't have any verification whatsoever. I doubt very much if President Trump is going to go down that road.
Well, the assertion is that Mueller and Comey are essentially buddies, and that he shouldn't really trust what Mueller is about to do here.
They are.
Do you think think that Mueller is really unbiased then?
I don't think a prosecutor has to be unbiased. I'll defend it in that way. The prosecutor is out to make a prosecution. The question is he fair? Does he have all the evidence? And by some accounts, he's lined up a bunch of Democrat lawyers who are hunting for something criminal. Well, that's his obligation. Let him go at it. But I think President Trump would be very ill-served to fire him. That would be giving the Democrats who are out to get him red meat in a minute, and he certainly does not need that at this point.
Okay. Well, what happens if he fires Mueller? What would the next step be then?
Oh, the next step would be more hearings. It would be incredible. But I don't think he's going to do that. I think the media would love it. The media, some of the mainline media would love it. It would give them more opportunity to have some drama on television about this. But I don't believe that President Trump is going to give them what they want.
Okay, so if Mueller comes out and does, he could come out and actually pursue criminal charges against people.
He could. But he'll have to have the evidence. And I don't believe that there is any evidence like that now. And it would take months to actually nail something like that down.
Alan Sachs with us, 1320 WILS. So we've seen Comey now, Jeff Sessions. What's the next big testimony that you're expecting?
I don't think there is any, but there may be some. Yeah. I think that these Democratic senators, and maybe some Republicans as well, they love the showtime. They love the showtime. And there's a lot of potential presidents out there.
Right.
There used to be a joke that if you wanted to know who's going to run for president, go into the Senate's lunchroom and say, Mr. President, and you'll have 100 people turn around and look at you. So there's a lot of people who may think about running for president.
Right.
I'm thinking of Senator Harris of California and perhaps a whole host of others. And
they love the airtime. We were hearing about Jared Kushner. You think they'll be able to get him out there?
No, I think that that's probably passed. But by the way, it's sort of interesting. This was raised, I believe, today. I don't think it was raised at the hearing, but I've heard some people talk about it. Attorney General Sessions did not have to appear today. Some Republicans have asked for Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor under President Obama's administration, to testify before various committees. She simply said, I'm not going to do it. And they did not issue a subpoena, and that's all there is to it. I think there's lots of very interesting questions that they could ask of Susan Rice.
Why didn't they issue a subpoena for her?
That's a good question. I think they should have issued a subpoena for her, even though it's a past administration.
Yeah.
The actions of the past administration absolutely influence what is going on today.
So is this essentially it? I mean, who else can they really question at this point in testimony?
That's it. Maybe the president.
Yeah.
In fact, but I doubt if the president's going to go before a committee like this today to testify.
So I mean, are they at a point where they can just say, look, we can't really confirm collusion and wrap it up? Is that it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that'll be it. They may not say it in those terms, but they'll wrap it up. They'll find other people that maybe they can talk to, and perhaps Attorney General Sessions will come back again. And again, I emphasize, he didn't have to do this.
Yeah.
And
He did it voluntarily, although they kept asking
him.
He wouldn't say anything that regarding conversations he had with President Trump, and they kept pressing him as to why. I mean, he didn't assert executive privilege, right?
No, so those are confidential communications between the president and the attorney general, and nothing wrong in that whatsoever. I think that's pretty acceptable. And by the way, all the intelligence heads, a lot of people forgot this from last week. I think it was last Wednesday. All the intelligence heads from NSA, the head of all the intelligence agencies, Mr. Dan Coats.
They all basically said the same
thing,
right?
They all said no. They said there's no collusion. Right. Nobody touched them. Yeah. And the Senate Democrats could not let that go.
Well,
all of them said it repeatedly, that there has been no contact whatsoever, that the president was not involved. Russia, yes, Russia was involved.
Right, but no collusion. It. Look, it may be where they end up. Alan Sachs, political science professor, Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. As always, Alan, a pleasure to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Yep. And my advice to everybody is don't get near a Russian these days. Thank you very much.
Great to have you here, Alan. 616-1320.